You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to Hour 3 of the Donna and Steve Experience on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment.
Yes, queen.
I'm trying to catch up on Oscar-nominated movies.
I'm jealous. You're doing good. You got two.
I got two in yesterday. I actually surprised myself by that. But I'm trying to watch the ones that are free and available right now.
Earlier, you watched Everything Everywhere All at Once. Where did you watch that?
Great question. I think it's on Showtime. And so if you have that extension on like Prime, I think you could watch it there.
All right.
If you have like a premium version, I think.
I believe Paramount Plus also has that one as well.
Ooh. I looked on Paramount Plus and I feel like you had to pay for it there. Got it. I don't know.
I want to tell you.
You'll find it.
Yeah. I have two separate trials going right now with Showtime. One through Roku and one through my phone. I'm screwed. I'm going to forget both of them.
Yeah, you are.
This sucks.
This always happens. Okay, and then I watched The Banshees of Inisherin, which is on HBO Max. And I don't think you would care for this.
Let me ask if you cared for that.
Hmm.
Doesn't sound like you did, but you're afraid of hurting Colin Farrell's feelings.
A little bit. So here's the thing. It's a very depressing movie. It's slow moving. I did like it. It's depressing. You know, it takes place in 1923 on an island off of Ireland. It's a very small island. Not that many people live there. That's Inisherin. And it is basically about a friendship breakup. And it's so weird. It's so stinking weird. And the whole thing is like pretty dark. And by dark, I mean physically dark. Like the lighting is dark. You know, like some of it takes place in a pub. I mean, this is 1923, so you can imagine the types of places that they lived in. You know, they've got farm animals. They go to the one and only pub on the entire island. And it ends badly.
So here's what's so funny, just because of how you keep talking about it. Oh, what I would pay for real life reviews. I'm imagining this on the television commercial for the Banshees of Inisherin. You know, Donna Valentine from My Talk says it's like super weird. And then later they show another scene. It's really dark, like physically dark. And it ends bad. The Banshees of Inisherin, only in theaters. You know. It's just great. You just gave some real good things. So let me just tell you, you're going to try to say stuff. Donna hated this movie. That's what she feels in her heart. And you just need to hear that. I know how to read you.
I didn't hate it. I really didn't.
Did you like it?
I just don't know why it was necessary.
I don't know why it was made. Hang on. I got to write all these down. This is great. We'll send them. There goes your chance with Colin Farrell.
How about my review of Everything Everywhere All at Once? When I was like, it's not my kind of movie.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean it's not a great movie.
I don't know what to believe from you this morning. I feel like last night Donna texted me. If you're just tuning in, hour one, if you listen on the podcast, in the 9 o'clock hour, Donna was talking about Everything Everywhere All at Once. Mike, she texted me last night, strictly against our policy, And she said, save yourself from everything, everywhere, all at once. It's rather absurd. And then this morning, I even tease it. I tease it thinking, okay, here we go.
Right.
And then she, I mean, just praised the movie. I think at one point you almost said it was like perfect.
In some ways, it was like the perfect movie. Here's the thing. You can, it's subjective. You know what I mean? Like, I could look at a piece of art and go, wow, that's like really out there and crazy and cool in so many ways. But I would never hang that in my house.
It's almost like you can appreciate something without enjoying it.
Yes.
And yes. That was you with Everything Everywhere All at Once. But again, I point you back to the Banshees of Inisherin. And ladies and gentlemen, strap this girl up to a lie detector. She hated this movie.
No, I didn't hate it. I just don't know why it was made. Did anybody else see it?
I bet.
It's sad. And it's like so unnecessary what's happening in the movie. And I'm sure there's some artistic metaphor because something really major happens that I can't tell you about. Okay. And it happens a number of times to teach someone a lesson and like leave me alone, kind of. Like, this friendship is broken up. And I don't really get the metaphor. And I want to. I want to be that smart person who's picking it apart. But it seemed like a contradiction. And I can't say anything else without telling you what happened. And then you can help me figure it out. But I think it is.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. You're soon. Being very courteous to the audience, to the listeners, because... my friend, if it was just you and I alone at the cafeteria, there's no chance I'm watching this movie.
No.
Now, I got a finite amount of time. And I really like Colin Farrell
and
great. Brendan Gleeson. They're both really, really wonderful. And they just raved about the experience working with one another. I believe it was Colin Farrell with the Golden Globes just saying with his wonderful Irish charm and that thick accent, how much he loved working with Brendan Gleeson. But... I'm not going to do this.
Okay, I could tell you this. Sometimes the acting is bigger or better than the movie.
Absolutely. And that's what you would say about this.
Yeah, I mean, the acting was fantastic. A+.
Yeah, I love Colin Farrell.
So good. I mean, yeah. Really, really, really good acting. It was just so sad. I mean, if you want to find yourself in a sad place of despair, highly recommend this movie.
Oh, the movie poster quotes here. Yes, ma'am.
Definitely don't see this movie.
I'm not going to. I got to figure out which Oscar nominees I really want to watch. I've seen Avatar. I've seen Top Gun 2. Obviously, those are kind of, you know, my bag, big budget blockbustery movies. And it's rare for them too, by the way, to be that the fact that there are two sequels nominated in the Oscar Best Picture category is a little bit abnormal. And think Tom Cruise, Top Gun the original, did get 4 Oscar nominations, but it did not get a Best Picture nomination. So the fact that Top Gun 2 did. But yeah, what are the other ones here we got that I'm supposed to watch here?
Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Okay, yeah.
I just did get an email from John who said, interesting, Donna, I found Banshees uplifting at the end because both men actually, in a way, get what they wanted at the beginning in a twisted kind of way. I humbly disagree. Thank you.
Then again, we know that Donna, the barometer that she has internally on how she processes shows, I will always have to go back to she watched Mighty Ducks, the series on Disney Plus, and said that it was really making her feel anxious and she couldn't watch it. So there might be something broken inside of her.
I don't know. Well, listen, you know, if I'm saying this movie was depressing, it was depressing.
Yeah, you got a good point there, sister.
Thank you. Oh, do we have time to take this call? No, not really. No. But Mike, will you grab it and see what they want?
Sounds good.
Tell them we said hi.
Yeah. Hi, guys.
I want to get to this. When we come back, there are two corresponding lists, which I think are very funny. Millennials share things that boomers love to say. It's kind of funny. Almost reminds you of those insurance commercials when you're trying not to be your parents, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And then boomers share things that millennials love to say. So it's a lot of fun. We'll dig into that when we return. It's Donna and Steve on My Talk.
Hey, guys. Hi. What's that? Let's do it again together. Ready?
Okay. Yeah, that's good. It reminds me of those Budweiser commercials.
No way. Stop it.
Several long-term studies have shown.
They've studied the studies.
Several scientific studies have shown.
And here with their findings are study buddies.
The perfect nerd couple.
Donna and Steve.
I think that this tickled me this morning, and so I thought I would share. There are two separate studies out, two separate lists that correspond with one another. One is, these were compiled on Twitter, millennials sharing things that boomers love to say, and then the boomers clap back with what millennials love to say. Let me just rattle off a bunch of these. Donna, channel your inner boomer. Let's all do that. Easier for some of us than others. Anyone. Depends on how you identify. Boomers love to say things like, I'm videoing this. Boomers love to say, just nuke it, for putting something in the microwave.
How would you say it?
Well, maybe just like, oh, you can put it in the microwave, heat it up in the microwave. But you know, boomers came up
right
when nuke was hot.
Right.
Boomers reference a difficulty getting in touch with each other as phone tag.
Yeah,
I guess just playing phone tag. Boomer. Boomers love to say, and imagine them tapping the chair beside them, sit here, I won't bite. That is very boomery.
That's good.
Boomers love to say, now that's the million-dollar question. It's a boomer
thing. That's true. It is a boomer thing.
This, they say, is boomery. I don't know about this. This feels gimmicky to me, but calling it the COVID.
No, I don't think so.
How about, you would know this better than I, Donna, boomers like to call it pot instead of weed?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pot was like 60s, 70s.
Yeah. Even 80s.
Okay.
I mean, we were outside the other day, and I'm like, I smell pot.
Yeah, and then we determined it was a skunk.
It was a skunk.
That's right, exactly. This is funny. Boomers love to say, when handing over a credit card to a cashier, let's see if this works.
That's funny.
That is so funny. They do. Why do we do this? Also, when being given a bill at a restaurant, what would a boomer say?
Given a bill at a restaurant.
When given the bill at a restaurant.
I can't think.
A boomer at a group table would say, yeah, so what's the damage?
Yes.
You know, and then
yes.
They put their glasses on to read the bill.
Yep.
Here's another thing that boomers love to say when an item that they want to buy isn't ringing up. Well, I guess it's free.
Yes, that's so true.
Boomers also love to say, in all my years, that's for sure. Boomers love to pronounce all the L's in the word tortilla.
Maybe older boomers.
Sure. They love to refer to the landline. That's pretty good.
How about boomers love saying, this is strange, oh, we needed this rain.
Well, yes.
Then it says, like, really, Richard? You needed this rain?
That's funny. That is so true, though. Boomers do. We like, and all of us have an inner boomer, right? Standing on the porch when it rains, looking at the lawn after you've mowed it.
With your hands on your hips.
Yes. okay, so now the boomers clapped back on Twitter. They've responded.
Okay.
And they are sharing things that, according to boomers, millennials love to say.
Okay.
Apparently, millennials love to say ditto.
Oh, that's also a Gen Xer thing, too.
Millennials like to say, so I did a thing, And the thing is usually something like they bought a desk.
Yeah.
Millennials like to say cuteness overload. Or good. This is a big millennial thing. I was today years old when I learned blank.
Do people say that?
Yes, I saw Kelly Hansen just said it yesterday.
OMG, I was today years old when I... Oh, somebody said something yesterday that they... Was it Holly who realized that something was a pun? Remember?
Yes, that, honk if you're horny.
Yes, that would have been a great thing to say. I was today years old when I realized.
Or like this, I was today years old when I realized that when someone says, hold your horses, they're telling me to be stable.
Mm.
Oh, I think I was today years old.
I was today years old, too.
Me like that. Wait before every random revelation. Millennials like to say wait before any kind of revelation of any sort, significant or not. Saying how people win things, like win the internet or win TikTok.
Yes, that's a big one.
Millennials like to say booty, I guess. We used to say that. Everybody says that. Millennials like to say, you must be fun at parties. That's what.
That almost sounds like it could be a boomer thing.
That feels a little more boomery to me.
To me, too.
Well, the boomers wrote the list, so maybe they were projecting.
That could be.
Millennials like to say the word right every 10 words when explaining something, right?
Right.
Oof. OOF. A beloved millennial phrase. Mood.
Mike, are you Gen Z?
I'm a millennial, technically.
You are, okay.
How old are you, Mike, again?
36.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, he's a young millennial. Or, I mean, not a young millennial. He's a mid-millennial. I'm more of a hanger-oner millennial. Mm. I'm guilty of this. Saying, and go, when they ask for recommendations on anything, especially online.
Best place to get an egg roll, and go.
As though the people who came across your post are just chomping at the bit on the other side of that screen. Just tell me when, man. Just tell me when. Millennials like to say adulting, usually like if they pay their bills or something.
Mm-hmm.
Adulting is hard.
It is, actually.
Millennials also like to say, I'm sorry, but followed by something completely normal, like, I'm sorry, but why is pizza so freaking delicious? Oh, internet, you did well. That was fun. Don't forget to call a boomer in your life today.
Steve.
What?
You should call your grandma.
Well, and she's beyond boomer too, right? What is an 86-year-old?
That's a great question. I don't know when we started naming. I thought baby boomers was the first.
Isn't that the golden age or the golden year? Or say, no, the golden generation. What is it? I'll figure it out. Something right. like that.
You find out, Mike.
Okay, I got you. Don't worry.
Go.
And go. Honey, why are you looking at your screen so intently? Because they're asking for restaurant recommendations, but they haven't said go yet. Give me some water!
Is Rocco for Crescent Tide Cremation Services. You know I talk about Crescent Tide because my mom once heard an ad I made for Crescent Tide said, you know, all those things you say about how it's simple, transparent, affordable, they're approachable, it's not a stuffy funeral home situation, all they do is simple cremations. That's what I want when it's my time. I don't want a big fancy event. I want a simple cremation. And I want you and my siblings and my kids and my grandkids go have a nice dinner and say nice things about me. So that's what we're going to do. And I am glad that burden is off my sister and me because we don't have to guess what my mom would have wanted. We don't even have to pay for it. Thanks, Mom. It's not just the prepaying and pre-planning like my mom did. Like I always say, go check out those Google reviews and see how Crescent Tide has come through for families when a death occurs. You'll see that they're prompt and courteous. They answer all the questions. They answer the phone all the time. And they're just good people, Lisa and Verlin. Check them out today, CrescentTide.com.
Final stretch of the Donna and Steve show on My Talk 107.1, where talk is fun. I'm having fun. How about you guys?
Blast.
Yes.
Yeah, this is incredible, man. This is awesome.
And this is like nothing I've ever experienced since yesterday.
And we are slated. We got picked up. We're happy to announce this, that we did get picked up for a fifth episode this week.
Great. Awesome. And for a sixth season, which is great.
Yes. Although it's a week-to-week renewal at this point.
Sure is, Steve.
So, you know.
Fingers crossed.
I like that.
Me too.
I came across a list on BuzzFeed.
Let's make a list.
Of how'd they headline this? Let me read this again. 14 dystopian-seeming photos that are unfortunately a reality for these people working in corporate America. Well, won't go through all 14, but it was essentially things that drive people in corporate America in stuffy office jobs to just wanting to quit. Like somebody posted their resignation email, and the short of the long was, I just found out I'm the single lowest paid paramedic at my ambulance company, despite having the most experience by several years. Boom, I'm out.
Wow. How about the one person who got written up for wearing mushroom socks?
I couldn't figure out what was the. It said, hey, I got written up for wearing these socks. Any guesses why?
No.
No, I did not see that. I guess if I squint a little bit.
Those are mushrooms.
I left my job shortly after receiving this prize for my, quote, good work. It says on a piece of paper, push pinned to their cubicle wall, you want an extra 10-minute break. Rules. Give at least a 24-hour notice. Do not have to pick the same day. Cannot be added to your regular breaks. Expires within 30 days. And finally, choose wisely. God. And congratulations.
Guess what? That's what we're getting if we win the talkies.
Oh, yeah. Did we ever get those steaks?
Yeah, Amy, I heard her talking to the morning show.
Yeah.
And she was like, what, I'm supposed to give you a prize for doing your job?
For winning. She's become one of them.
Mm-hmm.
She's been sucked in by upper management, and she's not herself anymore.
Mm-hmm.
When she used to smoke in the halls and shove people, that's when I liked it. In a way, I respected her more then.
Me too.
Tried to quit my job. They said no. They said, when you signed on to work here, you were required to commit a minimum of 1 year with our company. You were hired on March 6, 2022. Therefore, your earliest available departure date would be March 6, 2023.
Wow.
That'd be a bummer. You wrote your resignation and they're like, actually, sorry, but no.
You need to stay.
There are different ones. People writing in about being sick. And then they're asking for justification, notes from doctors. Why are you staying home for like family medical leave? Tell us the procedure that your wife is getting. I mean, like a bunch of caca stuff.
Wow. You know, things have changed. And we've talked about this before. Like everything is PTO now, right? Nothing's designated like this is for vacation, this is for sick days, this, you know, you get so many days off a year and you could use them however you want.
Yep.
You don't need to, you know, categorize them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we do, but the rest of the youngies out there getting their first jobs don't.
Love that conversation.
It's a good time.
Let's We're running on fumes here. Feels like a good time to find out what the soup is.
No soup after.
It's always a surprise.
Oh no, it's mac and cheese.
It's always a surprise.
Oh no, it can't be.
If you're hungry, soup is
soup. So no,
soup is a fancy.
It's big
soup of the day.
Oh yeah.
Cheers, Brian.
Wow. Hey, Brian, Donna's yawning, so I'll say, how are you?
Hey,
how you doing?
Sorry. You know, yawning has nothing to do with being bored. It has to do with the temporary lack of oxygen. Thank you.
Correct. To your brain.
Thanks. Hey, Brian, what's the soup today?
I got Italian wedding.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It's good.
What are those little tiny balls?
Meatballs, right?
Yeah, like pork meatballs.
No, but I mean, sometimes in some wedding soup, aren't there tiny little white balls that
Oh, that's just a little pasta. It's like
pasta. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow,
all right.
Man.
Sounds good.
Wait, Donna.
What?
We don't have anything else planned, so we need to stretch this out a touch. What about the entree? Anything?
Oh, we got a good one. Arroz con pollo.
What is that?
Chicken and rice. It's a Latin dish where you kind of start your rice like a risotto, but it's like a Latin style, and then you put the chicken, sear it on top of the rice, and bake it in the oven.
Oh, that sounds amazing. Yesterday
bone-in
was...
Bone-in chicken. It's just really flavorful.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, got to keep balls. The bone in there. That helps with flavor.
That's true.
Sure does.
All right. Well, that sounds amazing, Brian.
All right.
You've outdone yourself again.
Again. Shout out to Carter. He just got a spacer on his teeth, so.
Oh, Carter. Oh,
shout it out, Carter. Hey, no pain, Carter. No gain, baby. You'll be a little hurt, but it's going to really pay off.
All right.
Poor Carter. Okay.
Right.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye now.
Oh, Carter. That's a cute name.
Yeah, it is.
Super cute. Well, I guess I'm going to go.
Where to?
I got to go get my shoulder looked at. Thanks for asking.
This is great.
Finally. Well, it takes that long sometimes to get an appointment.
And she never wanted to do the urgent care thing. See, you were in such pain that if I were you, you'd go there a few weeks ago, sit in urgent care, respond to emails, and then 2 hours later, boom, you're in. But I'm happy that you're going to go, and I hope they have an answer for you. I got to tell you what's in your future, my friend. Are you ready
Physical
for it?
Physical therapy?
I think an MRI.
Oh, no.
You're going to go in a tube with rattling hammer noises and claustrophobia inducing, and you're going to have to be in there. And you're going to have to pay.
Wow. Thanks, Steve.
The trip that you're going to take today is likely in the future going to cost you
$2,000. No!
Donna, your
Why?
Health.
Why?
I didn't create the health system. If you're all mad about it, call your boyfriend Fauci. I don't know. I don't know if he works
it. No, what am I going to do?
Wouldn't that be cool if you went to a doctor's office and, like, Fauci was there? But, like, you were in for, like, non-COVID purposes, but he was, like, checking out your shoulder or something. I'd have all sorts of questions. That'd be a fun experience. Celebrity doctors. They should make a place where it's just celebrity doctors.
Sure, we'll take selfies. Look at
bones. You get to choose what room do you want to go in, Dr. Oz or Dr. Fauci. And then out peeks his head from the curtain, and Dr. Phil. They're all there.
All right, goodbye. I gotta go. See ya.